The World Trade Organization says it now expects the growth in global trade this year to dip to 3.7%. That's down from 5% last year. The WTO blames the slowdown on a stall in China's projected growth rate and on economic shocks like the Eurozone debt crisis. Nowhere in Europe is the financial crisis more pronounced than in Greece. The country is buried under huge debt. But one city in the center of the country, a place called Volos, is taking matters into its own hands. It's formed an alternative currency to the euro. The BBC's Mark Lowen reports.
It's market day here in Volos, a pretty port city in central Greece. But this is no ordinary market. Everything on sale here today, from clothes to eggs, is through an alternative local currency called TEM. It works as an exchange system. If you have goods or services to offer, you build up credit. 1 euro equals 1 TEM. You can then use it to buy whatever you like. It's a basic idea for people whose savings in euros are wearing thin.
I'm selling kids' underwear, and I can get lessons to learn some languages, to learn a computer. It's a good idea because we need to make people aware that we can all sell something, we can all buy something, we don't need to use only euros.
I teach yoga, so I will offer some session of yoga. It is great for this period with all this financial crisis, yeah. I think it is the next step for humanity.
We have reached the bottom of our lives. Now we want to think in a different way.
Okay. The whole system is organized online. Computers are set up at the market to process the transactions. The TEM you spend is transferred between accounts, with goods exchanged for equivalent prices. It's all reminiscent of an ancient bartering system returning to today's Greece, a grassroots initiative that has now built up over 800 members here. The founder is Yanis Grigoriou.
It's attractive because people find hope here. They find things to share.
Do you think that it could eventually become the sort of dominant currency here?
I don't know, maybe. We'll see.
But Volos's mayor, Panos Kotiniotis, says the euro is not in danger from TEM. He has officially backed the project, but believes the two currencies can coexist.
Greece is in the eurozone. We want to remain in the eurozone. We think that we must remain in the euro.
But the alternative currency network is expanding throughout the town, and many here are growing increasingly dependent upon it. At a local flower-growing cooperative, workers now sell their plants through TEM, allowing them to afford goods and services in tough times. Peri Manzafleri runs the business.
TEM gives us the chance to sell our products and to have work done here that we can't do. So, for example, people come and cut the grass. We can buy bread or meat in exchange for our products. The girls can go to the hairdresser. I grew up in a village. This was how it used to work in the old days, before money became involved. So this could be a chance to start again.
The initiative is now stretching to all ages. I'm at a workshop organized by the local authority here in Volos for kids of 7 to 8 years old who listen to music, sing songs, draw and play games. Parents who can't afford the full fee in euros can pay 30% of it in the alternative currency. The two methods of payment working hand in hand.
We have a lot of people that cannot afford to pay these educational programs, and it's a good opportunity for them to pay in TEM.
Haralampos Bardas coordinates the project.
This local currency is a big solution against this crisis. Life goes on, we have to continue, we have to battle, we have to fight. We have to see things different now. We don't want to stop. It's not the end of the world if we have this crisis. We want to succeed and move on.
And so the next generation, too, is learning how to adapt to a new Greece, a country which is suffering in ways nobody here expected and is now finding new tools to fight back. Greece is determined to stay in the euro, but Volos is showing how a community can cope through alternative means. A simple bartering system, exchanging despair for hope.
The BBC's Mark Lowen in Volos, Greece.